This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. A lack of affordable housing across Colorado continues to push people into homelessness. Advocates say high rents and the cost of living keep housing out of reach for many low-income Coloradans. Kathy Alderman with the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless wants to see more regional cooperation on the issue, especially in rural areas.
If local governments can come together voluntarily and pool resources and, you know, potentially look at pulling in additional revenue to address homelessness, I think we're going to have a far more effective homeless response system.
A national report on wages and housing affordability found someone in Colorado has to earn over double the state minimum wage in order to afford modest housing. Colorado lawmakers have invited leaders from the U.S. Postal Service to the state to learn more about problems with the service. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Many members of Congress from Colorado have been flagging problems with postal service across the state for years. Now, Colorado Democrats have invited the new Postmaster General and Chair of the Board of Governors to meet in person with local officials, postal workers, and residents. That way, they can hear firsthand about the problems some Colorado communities have had. In particular, the federal lawmakers point to the need for improving postal service in the state's rural and mountain areas that have, quote, essential needs. Issues have ranged from lack of home delivery to staffing shortages. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Attorney General Phil Wiser joined 21 states last Thursday in challenging the Trump administration. It's over new rules about health insurance coverage. The suit's over final rules from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. It argues they create significant barriers to buying health coverage under the Affordable Care Act by adding verification requirements and shortening the open enrollment period. This is CPR News and KRCC.